If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is The Forbidden Fuck, written and read by Euphemize This. Imagine a friend who you'd had a crush on for years and had thought was completely unavailable. Someone you'd longed to touch, kiss, fuck. Someone you'd had an instant connection with and had fantasized about ever since you first met. What if you told that friend how you felt, saying you'd never act on your feelings if it was inappropriate, which it almost certainly was, and then one day they looked you in the eye and said, "Let's go to a hotel." We were sitting in a rain-soaked beer garden after I'd offered a no-pressure ear for his current life woes. One pint in, he shared two very important pieces of information. My feelings for him were very much reciprocated, and he was extremely unhappy in his marriage. This was almost too much to process. The beautiful man who I'd been lusting after for years had been dreaming about me too. Pressed up against each other as we sheltered from the now torrential rain, I held his hand as he spoke, and it became clear that we were both aching to kiss one another, but the moral implications were holding us back. Although he was unhappy, he still cared about his wife. Although I'm not monogamous, I am ethical. Well, until now. I leaned closer and went for the forbidden kiss. When our lips met, it was as if time had stopped. He kissed me exactly the way I like to be kissed, and I was instantly caught up in how intense it felt to be this close to him. Our hands explored through our clothes, and we became lost in each other. If anyone was watching, neither of us noticed or cared. After what seemed like hours, we finally paused for a chat, and he asked me if I wanted to go to a hotel room with him. Seeing my hesitation, I had to explain that this was due to a lifetime of planning every date and hookup, a lack of spontaneity rather than a lack of desire. But fuck it, I'd wanted him more than I'd wanted anyone in a very long time, and so my consent could not have been more enthusiastic. The hotel room was small but absolutely perfect for our needs, and we pretty much fell onto the bed in our excitement. Earlier that evening, he told me that he wanted to make me come with his mouth, and now I shivered with delight as his tongue caressed my clit and he showed me just how hungry he was for my body. Unself-conscious sounds of pure pleasure filled the room as I tipped my head back and lost myself in the feeling of him. It's no exaggeration when I say that this man has the most beautiful cock I've ever seen, and all my blowjob performance anxiety immediately vanished as soon as I saw it. As I stroked the shaft with one hand, I wrapped my lips around the tip before swallowing as much of his length as I could. I licked and stroked and sucked, taking him as far into the back of my mouth as I could, and enjoying the unexpected feeling of gentle but firm pressure from his encouraging hand on the back of my head. After a while, he stopped me and returned his lips to mine, and so began the delicious ritual and anticipation that comes with condoms. I loved seeing latex getting rolled out over the entire length of that beautiful cock before watching it slide inside my aching cunt. God, it felt so good to feel him filling me up while I looked into his beautiful eyes and then kissed him with every ounce of passion that had been building since we first met. We started off slow and steady, but it wasn't long before my moans turned into a breathless request to fuck me harder, which was met with perfect enthusiasm. I could have fucked him all night, and would probably have continued for hours if he hadn't admitted that he was probably not going to be able to come. Eventually, we left the sweaty sheets and got dressed, checking out of the hotel and walking to the station while holding hands and grinning. We messaged each other the next day. No regrets. But it took me months to get a grip on the fact that this probably won't happen again. That one night was worth it to know how it feels to be that close to him. How it feels to drown in desire and turn that longing, that ache for him, into a passionate reality. It's worth it for the fact that it happened, and it was so much better than every fantasy I'd had of it beforehand. Maybe one day this whole situation will work itself out, and my friend will be more than a friend. But until then, whenever I wank, I'll be imagining riding his beautiful cock and watching the expression on his gorgeous face while he comes deep inside me. If you like that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn and more of me at euphemisethis.blogspot.com.